Hare Krishna. Well, yesterday we had long meetings, actually went from 9 o'clock at night with our European RGB meeting. One of the meetings, they're all interesting, but one of the meetings which affects devotees and which devotees, concerned devotees, can also participate in the result of is a presentation that we had about saving the Jamuna Devi, and that was given by a devotee called Braj Raj Sharan at ISKCON. Devotee, Himalayanti Devi Dasi, disciple of Sachinanda Maharaj. And they're traveling globally, internationally, trying to raise awareness of the condition of the Jamuna River. And I'm sure that devotees who've been in Vrindavan have seen or taken note of the fact that the Jamuna is a polluted river. However, Braj Raj Sharan, he pointed out that the Jamuna is more than just a polluted river. Some hundreds of miles north of Delhi, there's a barrage. Up until then, the Jamuna comes in a very pristine form all the way to there. And at that barrage, 100% of the water of the Jamuna is diverted so that it no longer runs in its, within its river, not river bank, but within the actual, just a minute. Sorry, I'm forgetting English, within the riverbed. So that for some phenomenal distance, hundreds of kilometers, the riverbed of the Jamuna is completely dry. There's no water in it. And construction companies are taking advantage of that, and they're collecting free sand over there, taking away the sand of the Jamuna River. Same devotee whose spiritual master is a Baba from Vrindavan, Varshana, Ramesh Baba, they were also instrumental in stopping the demolition of the hills in the Varshana area, which are all birthplaces of different gopis and Krishna's pastime places. They were also being mined by different construction companies to be ground up for gravel, for road making and so on. And they were successful in that. And now they're trying to bring awareness to India, to the politicians, and using the influence of the rest of the world and the ISKCON world to have the waters of the Jamuna continue to run in its bed. In other words, that it no longer be diverted to the for the agricultural and industrial purposes that it's being now used north of Delhi, but to let it run in its bed. So you may then ask, well, but when I'm in Vrindavan, I see the Jamuna River, and what's that water flowing in the Jamuna River there? That water is the treated sewage water that's being disposed, as well as untreated from Delhi and other places after that, as well as the industrial wastewater is being dumped in, and that's all it is. The only pure water that's in there is any possible rainwater that falls along the way. But other than that, all of the Jamuna's waters are redirected further up and so what devotees are bathing in is, although of course in a transcendental sense Jamuna Devi is there also, but the waters they're bathing in are the effluents of Delhi. And that's not a very pleasant thought, certainly not a healthy thing. On the website that you'll see that I put over here, which is called savejamuna.org, devotees can get all kinds of information and data there. Interestingly enough, these devotees were not asking for any type of funding or any money. This isn't about giving donations, but it's about devotees participating, devotees who care and helping sign a petition, move public opinion, make especially people in India know the condition of their most sacred river. And their plan is to amend the constitution of India. It's a very bold plan to say that they cannot siphon off the water of the Jamuna, which then will naturally apply to the other sacred rivers of India as well. Interestingly, there's already a Supreme Court decision, but it's not an order, it's more like advice to the involved state ministries, water resources, agriculture, that they should not divert the water of the Jamuna. But because it's just advice, therefore it's not being taken seriously. So this is a very worthy mission, worthy effort, and we encourage devotees to go on the website to participate, try to collect petitions in this regard, pray to Lord Krishna, have kirtans dedicated to Jamuna Devi. There's been quite a bit of action already going on in India on this. They've had marches to where that barrage actually starts, with a lot of media coverage, as a result of which for some time the barge was opened and the waters of the Jamuna rose to their normal height again, but it was again closed not long thereafter. So see the website, participate according to what we can. Certainly it's the pleasure of every Vaishnav to do what they can to restore Krishna's original birthplace to its original beauty and state, at least as much as possible. And one of the most important features of Vrindavan is Jamuna. Where's Vrindavan without Jamuna Devi? And therefore this is a mission that everyone can easily partake in, at least by discussing, sharing with others, and somehow or another trying to move the politics of India in such a way that people exert enough influence over the politicians that they make the necessary changes. And once again, we have Jamuna water flowing within the bed of the Jamuna River in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Jamuna Maharani ki jai.